Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The 5th of April 2022 for Nissan 5782 is the day, the very first day that we are living in a state where we no longer have a national disaster around us. It's been lifted. It doesn't mean we need to now become relaxed. We obviously have to be on our guard, but let's be happy. It means that if the ministerial committees and the councils, everybody that's been advising the world leaders can say that this is over, perhaps we are reaching the end of it. And perhaps we need to get over the Stockholm type syndrome we're suffering and start realizing that life may return to normal and already is, in fact, returning to normal. Well, joining us now is Dr. Daniel Israel, and he obviously is one of our station's experts on this situation that we've all lived through, and he's been a welcome voice of assurance all these months over the past 2 years. Dr. Israel, what is your reaction to the lift of the state of disaster and the new regulations that are in place?
Chad, I think it's a really good move in a positive direction. I really do. I don't think that we should have this pandemic driven by regulation in as much as like common sense, well, not base science sense, let's call it. And we know that the MAC and the real experts on COVID have, the epidemiologists and virologists have been advising government for quite a while now that, you know, the regulations are not really following the pattern of what the pandemic is doing. I think it's important to note that this doesn't mean that this pandemic is over, unfortunately. In other words, you know, a pandemic has a longitudinal time that it lasts for, and we've even seen many reports over the month saying that COVID's here to stay. But what's really made the big difference is that the type of disease we're seeing at the moment is mild, as we've said many times, compared to what we had before. And no one knows the crystal ball future as to whether or not there will be another serious variant, but we do know that the immunity in the population is much higher than it was previously. But it's a hybrid immunity, so both due to vaccines and to having had COVID before. And that coupled with an Omicron type of variant, whether it's the BA1 or 2 or anything else in that vein, is likely to really be a manageable condition. So it really is encouraging that the government is following suit in terms of that medical sense or advice.
I sense that people can't quite accept that this is coming to an end. I think yesterday's announcement was very underplayed, and the president, he didn't seem very excited. I don't know. This to me, it's a massive thing that's happened. We've had our president, the number one citizen, the person who listens to the ministerial council, who listens to the command committee, who listens to the international experts, has said to us basically, listen, life is going to start returning to normal. This day is going to be remembered in history. Kids are going to read about this day in South African textbooks in years to come as the very first day that we stepped out of the disaster regulations. Why do you think there's this sense of perhaps disbelief? Do you think perhaps there is a kind of Stockholm syndrome? We have been held hostage to this plague?
So, I mean, I think it comes from apprehension. And the truth is that we have to view ourselves as South Africa in the big picture. And South Africa, even though we might have a wonderful NICD and we understand viruses maybe better than even some of the first world countries, at the end of the day, we are just a small African country, not a world leader in global numbers or science. And the truth is that if you look at some of the countries, particularly in the Northern Hemisphere, or even the Eastern countries, you know, Hong Kong at the moment, what's going on in China, we're certainly seeing that Omicron, you know, even in light of Omicron, we've seen Hong Kong being in lockdown. We've seen China increasing their measures. So I do think that there's a little bit of probably logical apprehension as to, even though we're getting rid of all these measures, whether or not there'll be a new variant around the corner. And, you know, no one wants to celebrate too soon. But that said, I think it's so, so important to, you know, celebrate the victories that we do have as we get them. And if you compare to where we were this time last year, and even more so the year before, this really is a wonderful thing to be able to start trying to encourage normal life again.
Well, this is why I enjoy chatting to you, because you put things into perspective. For me, I tend to battle with the understanding and seeing the reactions of those out there. And you've put it there. It's not that people are being skeptical, they're being apprehensive. And I think that's critical. But of course, the most important thing is that we still have to be cautious.
Yeah, I think that some of the, you know, if you look at some of the practical implications of this change, it's, you know, things like criminalization has been changed in terms of not adhering to COVID rules. But I mean, that doesn't affect the average person in our community. Where I think it does make a big difference is the proposed, or what is going to be, lifting of masks in 30 days' time. And I think there's a lot of excitement about that. There will still be even more apprehension as well, because people are just not used to being in closed spaces with people without masks. And time will tell whether that was too premature or not. And I guess it will be really a big challenge if we have to go back to masks and get people to re-wear them again. But for now, like I said, we should really focus on what's good. And we can't always err on the side, you know, especially in the light of such low numbers of mortality and hospitalization. We can't always err on the side of being super careful at the expense of living a more normal and constructive life. So I think that it is a great day indeed.
Dr. Israel, as always, thank you so much for your insights. I look forward to chatting again soon.